Blog Talk Radio.
Witty Curiosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to No-Fi Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me broadcasting from his home studio tonight is my co-host, as usual, Jesse Liz. Jesse, say what up, everybody.
What up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
Sorry about that intro, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently the disclaimer didn't play, so while the No-Fi Note intro was playing, the stage manager notified me that it didn't play. On autoplay like it did, so that's why it came up afterwards, and then me and Jesse hadn't started FaceTiming yet, so that's why you heard him calling my phone right when we went live. So my apologies for the unprofessionalism.
They don't know all that. You don't got to tell people our family business. They don't know that.
Hey, that was normal. I just keep it real, you know what I'm saying? I'm honest with people,
you know?
So...
Nah, we had everything under control, guys. We cool. You didn't see nothing. There's nothing to see. Business as usual.
So start out. Got to do my little spiel. If you haven't already, please go to Facebook and go to that search bar. Type in No-Fi Note Radio Show. Hit that like button. Hit that share button. Tell everybody what we're trying to do. Please go over to Wiki Curiosity Media. Like their Facebook page. That's the radio show network that we use. Wiki Curiosity Media. So you can be kept up to date on all the stuff going on in the WCM family by liking that page as well. I'm going to start off and just apologize for last week, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, through no control of our own, we had to cancel last week's interview with D.L. Downer. If you don't know, he is the artist that does the very, very, very popular song Sugar Boom Boom. His mother actually went to the hospital that night, so he was unable to make it for obvious reasons. I haven't had any updates yet from either him or Cordell, so hopefully we hear something soon, and we pray that she's making a full and speedy recovery. And that's not just note by note, but that's from everybody here at the Wiki Curiosity Media family. We want to, send up our thoughts and prayers to her, and hopefully everything's okay. There's a lot of shit going on, and not just coronavirus, and I'm a testament to that because last week I was still going to go through with the show, even though I was running about 101 temp, and that lasted from Tuesday to, like, Monday. For me, temperature going up and down. So there's a lot of shit going on in the world. So it is what it is, but, it's like clockwork. Here we are this week. We got another artist of the week lined up. BKKM. I guess you say it all together. I haven't actually got to speak with him. I don't know if you know more about him, Jesse, than I do. I imagine I'm saying that right. Trini KKM.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
From what I've read, but if we're wrong, we'll let the man correct us, which would be a good opportunity for him.
Absolutely. Hopefully I'm saying it right.
I mean, but from what I've seen, very dope creative guy, mover, big time mover and shaker, you know, very fast rising artist in his region. So I would just be excited to, you know, hear his story. But I mean, if you go to his social medias and all that good stuff, you know, you'll see that, man, this is a guy that's out here working real hard, paying his dues, doing what he has to do to get where he needs to be. So that's always applauded in my book as an artist.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I'm super excited. And I mean, it's another guy that, you know, Cordell has hooked us up with, and you know, he just, I don't think there's anybody that he hangs out with that, you know, isn't already on a certain level. You know what I mean? Like, you know, everybody we talk to that's been sent to us, you know, through Cordell, I mean, it's just all been just top-notch people really that have a chance to do big things. And, you know, that's always exciting. You know, I love being on the, you know, bottom floor of that, you know, as these guys are up and coming and everything like that. And they're getting their name out there. I mean, that's what this is all about.
And the Colorado area has a lot to say. I'm gonna tell you that right now. There's a lot of artists coming out of the Colorado area. I mean, a lot of talent. You know, it's one of the it just hasn't got its turn yet. So I'm glad to see Colorado standing up and making its noise.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, you know, I want to have people on from every state. You know what I'm saying? I want, you know. And you know, not just hip-hop guys, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever you're into, every state, you know, I want to reach the entire nation with No Fight Radio Show. That's what we want to do.
One thing you'll start to understand, especially on the independent level, the struggle is universally the same. It just has a different flavor to it. But, I mean, we're all facing the same hustle and same obstacles no matter where we're from. It's a lot of times we just think, oh, my city's like this. Nah, bro, this is everywhere. Everywhere has this same disease. And that's why these conversations are really dope, because it's really eye-opening, and it'll help you take a lot of pressure off yourself because you realize that everybody's fighting the same fight.
Yeah, sorry. You're absolutely right. I apologize. Not to get distracted. I just seen somebody up on the board already. Okay. I want to check our artist's number here, which is something I should have done already, but you know, this week's gotten away from me. I'm trying to get back in the groove of things at work. So
I understand. Show goes on. Show must go on. You know, it'll do what it does when it does it, you know. So I wasn't worried too much about it. But yeah, so how has your week, man?
It's been all right. You know, I went back Tuesday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and then I have Thursdays and Fridays off. So, you know, it was kind of a easy thing to, you know, get back into there. So I see the number that our artist of the week is going to be calling from, and it doesn't match the one that we have up on the board here. So we're gonna just check this out real quick and click over, see who we got. See what we got going on, okay? Hello, this is Jeremy. You're live with No Fight No Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, what's up, dog? This is Mr. Quiet from the 303.
Mr. Quiet from the 303. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm well, man. How about yourself?
It's, you know, another day.
Can't complain.
Hell yeah,
at all.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, you too, man. You too.
I was just calling. Trini's actually my cousin. I just wanted to make a shout out to him and just let him know I'm proud of him. I'm a rapper myself, and I never got to his level. So just wanted to, you know, show my respect and just let him know I'm proud of him.
Hey man, that's really awesome, man. If you're free, once you call back, maybe in like a half hour, 40 minutes or so, and you know, you can tell him live on air, man. I don't think opportunity you know we want to pass up. You know, we'll do it live here right on there. You just call back and you talk to him personally, man. We're about to have him on here in about 5 minutes or so. We should be hearing from him. So,
right.
Yeah, man.
Basically,
if you want,
as soon as
you
your
want...
cousin decides to call us, he'll be on air. So we waiting on him. He being a diva right now. So it's
no, 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 no. I told him 15 after, so you know it. He...
You know I'm just playing, but we waiting on him. Like we over here, we waiting for the superstar to get here. So.
So what, yeah, what was your name?
What was that?
What was your name again?
Mr. Quiet, aka Vallejos.
All right, Mr. Quiet. All right, I like that. Hell yeah. Well, man, I certainly appreciate the call, man. Yeah, but if you want to talk to your cousin, man, you know, be on here in just a little bit. You can call back. Hopefully, you know, there's more than just you want to call in and show some support, some love. A couple of weeks ago, you know, we had probably 11, 12 callers calling from all over. It was Stone, wasn't it, Jesse?
Yeah, it was Stone. It was Stone from Las Vegas.
Another
guy.
Absolutely, man. So, you know, you got some people out there that, you know, follow Trini and, you know, love his music and stuff like that. You know, you guys all call in and show some support and some love, man. It's always a good time. Makes the show a lot better.
Yeah.
Now that we got his cousin on the line, what is the correct way to pronounce his stage name?
Let's see. I believe it's just Trini KKM.
There you go. So we
just
want to make sure. Okay.
We want to make sure we're saying it right. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want him to get out here like, y'all don't even know my name. Fuck y'all. And hang up or something, you know?
Right.
Got to make sure to show love the correct way.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So since we got you on here, we might as well just talk to you. So what's the 303 scene like right now, musically?
I mean, my personal experience. I mean, unlike Trini, I guess I didn't put too much effort in to get the exposure. It was more of a hobby for me. You know, I mean, like if I got noticed, great. But if I didn't, that's cool too. You know what I mean? But,
understandable.
In my personal opinion, I feel like it's hard to come up in Denver. A lot of people don't like to show love to the local talent.
Yeah, that seems to be a disease in this genre of music universally across the country. I don't know what that is, but you know, so I'm from California and we struggle from the same thing here. It's like everybody's scared of everybody else's success in a way.
Right.
Well, see, you know, not everybody's got the mindset where they just, you know, love all types of music and stuff like that or are going to support anything and everything out there, you know, and that's really, you know, shame, you know, that's really a shame, you know, and a loss on their part, in my opinion, you know, because, like, I embrace everything, you know, everything is beautiful and wonderful to me, so I support hip-hop, rock, I mean, I, you know, doesn't matter to me.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm the same. And, one big reason I respect Trini because he hustled for it. You know what I mean? Like, he was like me, he was doing it as a hobby and then just started going out there, finding producers, hitting the, you know, the studio and everything. And he was throwing down money to get, you know, his stuff recorded. So, you know, he became more legitimate that way. So, you know, that's why I give mad props to him for that.
Well, it's also dope that he has family support like yours. That goes a long way, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he appreciates it more than he shows.
Right. And I think that goes further than anything else that comes to do with the game. When you know you got support, it's a whole different level of confidence.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You can have.
Especially with family, you know.
Very
true. You know. Because, you know, it's, you know, doing music and stuff like that, it's not a guaranteed thing, you know. It's not like a 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying?
It's not a real job, as they would say.
No, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean.
I'm not saying you mean that, but that's what a lot of people think. It's not a, like,
well,
being
right,
a musician
exactly.
is not a real job for some reason. I don't know why people
So there's not a lot, you know, why would you do that? You know, just go get you a job, blah, blah, blah. And that negativity and stuff like that. And it feeds into people and artists and stuff like that. And they, you know, they struggle a little bit. So they give up. And it's like, you know, if you had just kept going just a little bit longer, you know, look what could have happened, you know, or, you know, the possibilities, you know, of things, you know, could have been different. So, I tell everybody just keep it. If you make music, just keep going. Just keep going. Make like you said, you know, whether you got big or not, whatever. You know, that's not the biggest thing in the world, you know. You got some dope music put out, you know. Put it out. Shit, what does it matter, you know? Like, just because you ain't making big off it. If you made some beautiful music, put it out there. Let people hear it.
Exactly.
So, what kind of pops, you know, we'll run through the gun and let them know who he is.
All right, you cut out there a little bit, Jesse. Say that again.
I said I was letting his cousin, as soon as he checks in with us, we'll run him through the gauntlet and let the world know who he is.
Yeah, we should be hearing from any minute now. No, if he doesn't call in until like 6:20, 6:30, then we can call him a diva, right? Like, is that...
So I have a question for both of you guys. What's all your playlist right now? What's spinning the car for you right now?
Right now I was just listening to a lot of podcasts and stuff. I haven't been listening to too much music, honestly.
Now, well, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ooh. I'm a little pushed back on the music scene right now, so I couldn't name any new hot hits right now like that.
Hey, all right, well, new stuff is, you know, as long as it's new to you. But go ahead.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have our artist on the line here. Trini KKM, is that you, man?
Yeah, in the flesh, man, in the flesh.
Hey, what's up, man? We just kind of kicking in with your cousin here a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
how's it going, bro?
Okay, what up, dog?
Well, go ahead, Mr. Quiet. Tell them what you came on air to say, man. Go ahead and spill it out while y'all got the minute here.
Oh, yeah. So like I was saying, cuz, you know, I respect your hustle. You're making a name for the family and, you know, getting it out there, dog. It's unreal to me, you know what I mean? Like, you came up and you did what I only dreamed of, you know what I mean? I'm just speechless, as you can see, dog. And, you know, I love you, man, and I'm glad to see you doing your thing.
Word, bro. Yeah, I appreciate it. Much love, for real.
And that's what we like to hear, man. Like to hear that family love. You know, that's a beautiful thing.
And you know, I had some tracks with him, you know, before he started coming up, and honestly, it's two of my proudest tracks of something I've, you know, any collaboration I've done. I'm proud of those two tracks the most, I think.
Oh,
hell yeah.
All right. Very dope.
Hell yeah. Well,
no,
Mr. Quiet,
shall we...
I ain't trying to cut you off there, Mr. Quiet. We're gonna let you slide out here, and we're gonna get into it, Mr. Trini. I do sincerely appreciate you calling in though and showing love, especially for family and stuff like that, man. That's a beautiful thing. We love that around here. That's what we live for. So we appreciate that, brother.
Absolutely. Hey, and grandma and grandpa would be proud of you, man.
Definitely.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
Oh, man. You're going to start the show off with tear jerking and stuff and everything like that, man. we have to take an early break and shit.
It's wrong.
All right. Well, Mr. Quiet, you know, stay tuned to the show, please. I hope you listen in to the whole thing. And as we talk to your cousin, appreciate you calling in. And we will speak to you later, man.
Absolutely, man. Much love.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
So first things first. First things first. Let's get this out the way. Trini KKM.
Yeah.
Tell us where that comes from, please.
Yes, sir. So actually, back when I first started making music, I kind of put out a label under KKM, which stood for Kilo Cash Music. And we kind of just rolled with that because my name is actually Trinidad, so just to shorten it up, it's Trini, so Trini KKM.
Okay.
But I basically put it all together just because if you search Trini on Google, there's 100 million different things that pop up, but you search Trini KKM, I'm the only thing that pops up, man.
So the only you're the only thing like you. There's no thing like you. That's dope.
Exactly, exactly.
That's a way to be, you know, aware of your surroundings there. You know, well, this pops up if you pop this in, but ain't shit pop up but me if you type this in. So here we go.
Yep.
So I like to ask this question to start out most interviews. Picture nobody knows you, who you are. Nobody's ever heard of you, but you know you're next. This is your chance to introduce yourself. So who are you?
I'm Trini KKM. I'm a mogul in the making, man. I'm an artist. I'm a boss. And there's more to come. The story's still being written.
That's fire. That's fire. So what was the first piece of music that you ever heard that just not made you want to rap, but just made you be like, okay, music means something to me?
Man, so thinking back, the first piece of music that actually caught my attention is actually going to have to be it's going to be Biggie Smalls' Hypnotized.
Oh,
that
dude.
Joint right there, man.
Woo.
Yeah, that did it for me.
Religious experience, huh?
exactly.
I can dig it. Yeah, Big was something special. It's a shame he's not around because he was special.
Yeah,
man.
He was a big man, but he was fly.
Yeah, fly as hell. You know what I mean? And wasn't afraid to tell you he was ugly and fly. That was the dope thing to me about Big.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm ugly, but I'll still steal your girl at 300 pounds. What?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what. Hey, can you imagine the level of heartbreak that would be for somebody? Like, how? I'm doing all these push-ups and sit-ups, and this dude just—he just showed up. Like,
Exactly.
No, I can dig that. That's fire. Okay, so what's next? What's the next hottest thing you got dropping on the world?
So I got a few moves being moved in the works currently. I can't speak too much about them, but I got some mainstream things coming real soon. I got some underground artists that I've been working with. Just to name a couple, I got Stupid Young on the way. I got Lil Quetta on the way, and then some Lil Flip on the way. And then there's just a few more that I can't really name off right now, but we got some collaborations in the works right now.
Ooh, you heavy, huh? You loading up big clips, huh? I can see. I dig it.
Oh, yeah.
So I got a question. And I ask most of the artists this because I love hearing the story. Is there a moment or an event or something that just kind of flipped the switch in your head where you're like, you know what, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do hip hop. You know, I'm gonna record shit. You know, try this.
Actually, yes. Yeah, so. So as I let you guys know recently, so I started making music probably about 2013-ish, and it kind of wasn't going nowhere. I wasn't taking it serious at the time, so I kind of quit for a few years. But yeah, like I said, I picked the pen back up last year and kind of just decided to dive in head first, and that's where I'm at now, man. I'm focused on my craft currently. I mean, that's my main goal. Quality over quantity, for sure.
For sure. So I like that you said that. So it leads us to this. What do you love about being an artist, and what do you hate about it?
So I can't really say there's anything that I hate. But I love being able to be inspirational. I love being able to be outspoken in general. So I like being able to speak my mind and I guess be a role model for kids that were growing up in the situations that I was living in. I guess I'm living proof that there's a way out.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, a lot of people need that at this point.
Definitely.
So what's the biggest event that you've done so far in your career?
Event-wise, I've done, a handful of shows, nothing too crazy. The most recent show that I've done was it was a Spice One show.
OG Spice One. From out my way.
Yeah, OG Spice One. But yeah, that's the most recent.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So how would you? Because I've got a chance to taste test your music. How would you describe what it is? Is it trap? Is it bars? Is it hip hop? Is it ratchet? What is it?
I definitely say it's hip hop. I kind of came to the conclusion myself that it's more of a West Coast vibe than anything, but I'm trying to kind of swing around that. So throw my own little funk into it. And just so it's not labeled specifically West Coast, you know what I mean?
I can dig it. So but if you could name it, what would you name? If you could name your music, what would you name it? What genre would you name it as?
I would definitely label it as hip hop for sure. Hip hop rap.
Okay. Now this has nothing to do with music. I'm just trying to get down to you as a man. You know, I like to ask real life questions.
I know, but see, it's funnier to me because I can actually see you, and not everybody can see you and your emotions and your movements when you get all hyped up and shit. So it's funnier to me.
So. what are some hobbies and some talents that you have outside of music?
I mean, outside of music, man, recently I picked up acting. So I've been really digging into that a little bit further. Yeah, man. So I actually I flew out to Atlanta recently and I did a little gig for there's a Netflix show called Ozark. So I got a little role in there. But yeah, man, I've been kind of throwing all my time at just music and then just trying to make this acting thing work out a little bit.
I actually love that show, The Ozarks. Is it The Ozark or Ozarks or something like that? Yeah. That Netflix show?
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
That's a dope-ass show, for real.
Yeah, most definitely.
And you got a little part on this show?
Yeah, man. So the upcoming season,
I guess. Okay.
Right.
Well, hell yeah, dude. That's awesome.
that's actually really dope. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've been waiting for the new season stuff to come out. So that's really, really awesome, man.
I'm here in November. I'm here in November, man, but it's not confirmed yet.
Man, that's really crazy because awesome. That'll be the final season of that show, too. So that's classic right there. That's epic right there.
Yeah, that's a good fucking show. Yeah.
So out of all the places you perform, bro, what's your favorite stage to step on?
So far, I can't really say that I have a favorite. I've had the few that I have performed at, there's been a few flaws, so I can't really say that I've stepped on a favorite just yet.
Okay. So when you do perform, what's your favorite song to perform for your fans?
So I actually, most recently I performed an unreleased track called Dirt with my boy Pat Anthony.
Okay.
And that one definitely seems to get the crowd moving. So that we're definitely going to be working on putting that out here soon, but we might be shooting a video or something before that happens. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
What's the name of it again for the world to hear?
It's called Dirt featuring Pat Anthony.
One more time for the people in the back.
Dirt. Dirt.
Hey, we're going to get this promo in one way or another.
Yes, sir.
Dirt featuring Pat Anthony. All right.
Yeah.
So do you have, you just dropping singles now? Do you got plans for any albums or EPs or anything like that in the future?
Actually, yes. Yeah. So this single that I got dropping on October 11th, that's actually the intro to the EP that I got coming out. I don't have a specific date yet, but I know it's going to be before the end of the year. So it's going to be real soon. But, yeah, that's an EP I'm working on. And then I got also an album in the works, which will probably come early 2022 as well.
Okay, dope. So what's the energy behind the EP? What's the vibe?
It's going to be more of a vibe for the ladies.
Ah, you're going after them dollars. You're getting after them dollars. That's where the dollars is at. Yeah.
Exactly, man. See, that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried all about the dollars.
I ain't mad at you.
Hell no.
But yeah, man, yeah. So that joint right there is gonna be specifically for the ladies. There's a few tracks on there. Actually I believe I'm gonna throw a joint on there that I got with Lil Flip. So yeah, that should be a pretty good rollout.
Okay. What you think the lead single for the EP is gonna be?
The lead single is probably gonna be it's a joint I got called Explosive. Actually, no, you know what? It's actually another joint I got with my boy Cordell Drake. Yeah, that one's still in the works right now, but that's most likely going to be the lead single. I got a sample of Ain't No Fun by Snoop Dogg.
Okay. Okay.
You
plan to start a whole bunch of trouble, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely.
So let me ask you this. What's the best advice that you've gotten in the music business?
The best advice that I've ever gotten in the music business is probably don't listen to the critics. Don't listen to the naysayers.
I can dig it. Yeah. That's some good advice.
And hey, there's always going to be haters, no matter what you do. Always going to be haters.
Yeah. Someone's going to always have something bad to say, and you just got to block it out.
Yeah. Just keep doing you. And keep at it. Keep trying. I believe it's the haters that make you stronger. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
You know, yeah. I attribute, you know, like, you know, it's not how many times you get knocked down, but how many times you get up, you know. It's the same concept. Doesn't matter how many haters you get in your way. How many haters did you not listen to and still did what the fuck you did and, you know, still came out on top, you know? So
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. I'm still cashing checks.
You just put them shades on, okay, and you block them haters. What you do? You just like John Cena. You can't see me. You know, fuck all that.
Yeah, that's facts, bro.
So, well, Lucas, go ahead. You gonna play some music?
I mean, it's about break time. You know, we'll play one of his songs and we'll come back and keep some more talking, man. If that's all right with you.
What you planning on playing?
Well, we've got two. He had sent me three. One of them didn't come through. So I've got Truth and I've got Win.
Play Win
on here.
Play Win. That hook. Play Win. That's me. That hook is fire. Play Win. I'm calling it. I'm calling it.
Okay.
Play Win.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're gonna be right back. Stay with us. We're gonna continue the conversation with our artist of the week, Trini KKM, Denver, Colorado. So this is his song right here, Win. We'll be right back here. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. I want the latest fashion, no more rocking second-handed. Move my people out the projects to a fancy mansion. I want my neck flooded, man, I used to dream of this. I wanna travel, see some shit where all the beaches is. Five-star restaurants, no more weed and hot dogs. Even getting hustled by a couple strip thoughts. Imagine me sitting next to Drake at the awards. Joking, laughing, bragging about who has the bigger force. This is all the shit I dreamt when I was just a kid. Now I'm focused on reality and living it. We just wanna win, throw some cash up in the sky, yeah. Rock some diamonds, maybe take a couple flights. We toast the greatest, pull them out for all the fallen ones. We gonna win, and I put that on my mama's son. We just wanna win, throw some cash up in the sky, yeah. Rock some diamonds, maybe take a couple flights. We toast the greatest, pull them out for all the fallen ones. We gonna win, and I put that on my mama's son. Man, I remember how it was when I was growing up. Yeah. Christmas presents, birthday presents getting stolen up. Yeah. It was always jealousy, but now they envy me. They do. Cause my pockets looking like the presidency. I thought I told ya, see I want the fortune. I lost the dead weight, looking to proportion. We just wanna win, cause we deserve this. And toast to greatness, cause the struggling was worth it. We just wanna win, throw some cash up in the sky, yeah. Rock some diamonds, maybe take a couple flights. We toast to greatness, pull some out for all the fallen ones. We gonna win, and I put that on my mama's son. We just wanna win, throw some cash up in the sky, yeah. Rock some diamonds, maybe take a couple flights. We toast to greatness, pull some out for all the fallen ones. We gonna win, and I put that on my mama's son.
We are back. Welcome to Nofi Note Radio Show. It is your
back.
Host, the guy in glasses. That is my co-host, ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Lives.
Hi.
And with
How
us on the line tonight, we've got Trini KKM. Trini, you still with us, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, man. Man, I'll tell you, that fucking song hits. And I love that line. So it's something about dollars in your pocket, looking like, and it's looking like the presidency has, what's that line again there?
Okay. man,
you
I got a brain fart right
You just
now.
Put that man on the spot again. You just put
I
that
did,
man on the spot.
Yeah.
Why you put that man on the spot like that?
Usually,
dog?
Jesse, that's what you do. So I just,
yeah,
you know,
when I put him on the
suit.
Spot, I have the bar for him, so I kind of feed him the bar like the sidekick. So I know I'm the ad lib guy, so I can already tell you the bar. Like, so.
Why you gotta be an asshole and call me out like that?
Oh, so for all of y'all who really don't know music, that's what the other guy is for. You always say, what's the hype man for? That's why there's a hype man. Trini KKM, tell me I'm lying. Is that not where the hype man comes in? Like, here's
that's,
the bar. I got you, bro.
That's exactly where the hype man comes in, man.
So if you ever wanted to know why there's a hype man, now you know why, you assholes. That's why we need hype men, just in case. Because I hate that. Like, why is the hype man? Why you can't be up there? Like, no, I got a lot to think about. It's a lot going on. It's girls showing me stuff I didn't want to see. Like, it's a lot going on. Like, it's a lot. I'm going to tell you from experience. Like, it's a lot. Until you got up here, yeah, it's a lot. You got to be. But that's enough of my rant. No, I'm just. Yeah, go ahead. I ain't trying to call your ass. I'm trying to help, bro. I'm just saying, you see the man stuck. We got to get him out of that. We got to protect him. No, boy, we got to
help
him.
Well, yeah,
that's,
man.
That's our job to help him.
I didn't think I was confusing him. I thought it was a simple question.
Sometimes it's not.
Hey,
I'm
at least
you.
I didn't ask him how old he was. So.
Hey, that's good. Hey, we're getting better.
Man. No, don't ask that.
See, exactly. See, I didn't learn my lesson a few weeks back.
He's timeless.
I learned my lesson.
The question. He did that. Yeah. He's timeless. Rappers
we'll
are timeless.
Go back to the first question. The first question's cool, man.
Yeah. Rappers are timeless. Rappers don't have an age.
See, that's rule number one. And I learned my lesson, and I ain't asked nobody since.
That's the one thing we got in common with women. We don't have an age. No, we're timeless. Okay, we're ageless. We don't get old at all.
Just age
ever.
Like fine wine. Just
yeah,
get
I've
better
been
and better
for the last 3,000 years. Yeah, I just assume that I'm of age. Like, there we go.
Exactly. Tupac's still 25 as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
All right, so Trini, what's the give us a little detail about your song "Win" there. You know what was going on in and mindset and everything like that while you're putting this together.
So you know what's crazy is fun fact that that's actually my least favorite song, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. So the only reason I actually put it out is because I played it for a few different people and everybody loved it, right? And I was just like, I don't know. So I played it for a few more, and they're like, definitely, you got to put that out. So eventually I just put it out, went to Vegas, shot a video for it. And, but yeah, man, I mean, the writing process through that was kind of just spilling out a whole lot of my childhood and just kind of, you know what I mean? Like, when you're young and you don't have much, you just want to win, man. You just want everything. And that's right. Kind of the mindset that I'm at nowadays is just, I want to win. No matter what it is, I'm going to be successful regardless.
Right. It gives you that drive. It gives you that hunger.
Yeah.
You just got to keep the hunger. See, a lot of people that, you know, they get through a certain level and then they plateau and they're like, oh, this is good. No, you just got to keep going. You just got to keep. You know,
yeah.
You got to keep chasing. You got to keep after it.
When people do that, and here's the weirdest thing: when you see people plateau like that, that's because they forgot what they came for. That's what happens. A lot of people get to where they said they wanted to be and forgot why they even started on that road, and then they start falling in, believing their own hype, and forgetting. Nah, you know, it's that I did this. It's me. I made this. I built this by myself. Nobody helped me. It's that.
Yeah.
You start listening to that shit. And that's where they get stuck, because you literally forget who you are.
Exactly. That's facts right there.
So I say, okay, leading into that, if you could change anything about the industry, what would it be?
I'd probably say the acceptance rate.
Ah, and that was a nice way to put it. You were very nice. You're very nice on that one.
Yeah, to put it in a nice way, the acceptance rate for sure. To be honest with you, hip-hop head fans, the genre in general, us as hip-hop heads, we have a low attention span, so that means we're out with the old and in with the new. So,
right.
Yeah, so it's pretty easily to be forgotten here, and yeah, that's probably the one thing I would change is try to keep a more steady flow.
I can dig it. Mm-hmm. I can dig it.
Well, so all right. I mean, if "Win" is your least favorite, what is your favorite song that you perform?
I would probably go with, as of right now, it's probably a song I got with my boy Frank Streets, and that's called BMF. Yeah, that one's probably one of my favorite joints as of right now.
Well, how come we didn't get that one then? I'm just fucking with you, man.
See, I didn't know how formal that this radio show was. You know what I mean? So that joint is less of a mainstream joint. But I mean, I could shoot it over to you real quick if you want, actually.
No, I mean, yeah, man. I would say we take all the music we can, man. Absolutely. You know, we got four different shows on the radio network right now. So when it's not just my show that uses up the soundboard here for music and stuff. So yeah, I mean, anything you want to shoot us, man, definitely, you know, probably, you know, it'll be on the air eventually through WCN.
I got you. Yeah, yeah, I'll shoot that to you now because that one's actually, that one's released. We shot a video to that, and that one's been released for, I think, probably about a year now.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'll shoot that over right now.
So I heard you have a lot of features with other artists. What would be the one end-all, be-all feature, the greatest feature of all time for you?
That I currently have or that?
No, just period. If you could get a feature from anybody ever in music history, what feature would that be? I'm talking anybody, dead or alive.
Anybody, dead or alive. Man. I'd probably have to go with, Alive, probably 50 Cent, dead, Biggie for sure.
Ah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There would be some. All I would say is, on either of those, you got to literally spit the best 16s of your life.
No doubt.
It's got to be the illest shit you ever said in life. You can't get washed. Those are some fire features.
Yeah, for sure. That's the make it or break it moment right there.
Yeah. I could feel you, man. Okay. That's what's up, man. I like the company you aspire to keep, man. That's dope, you know. You got big dreams, and that's the makings of greatness right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, just to throw this quick, how'd you get hooked up with Cordell?
Actually, through my boy, Crown Boy, rest in peace.
Oh, man, yeah. I was so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah. For sure. But yeah, man. So I actually had a video shoot sometime last summer, and Crown Boy ended up showing up, but Cordell was in the city at the time, so he pulled up too, and that was actually the first time that I had met Cordell, and it's been all love ever since.
Hell yeah, man. That's just, you know, type of guy he is. You know,
yeah,
I mean, I haven't got to personally meet him, but I mean, just from talking to, you know, artists just like you in the same situation, I mean, it's, you know, that's what he's all about.
Yeah, definitely. Good dude, for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, 5 years from now, where are you?
Shit, man, hopefully on a beach somewhere.
Hopefully with platinum selling albums, you know, just living my best life, you know.
I can dig it.
Exactly, man.
Okay, what beach?
Hopefully just on the beach with my family, man.
what beach? Black sand, red sand, white sand, what beach?
Oh, I'd love the black sand if I could afford it, brother.
Ah, okay. Cabo St. Lucas, huh? I feel you.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at it. So out of all the music you have, right? Out of all of it, how far do you feel like you have left to go before the world knows your name?
Well, I mean, I got a couple tracks in the vault right now. So I say by the time I release those, I'm just kind of getting the promo set up for those the right way, because I believe if I roll them out how they should be, then it's a wrap after that.
Okay. And we should be seeing those around when?
Definitely, I say very early 2022, most likely January.
Okay. Okay, sure. That's pretty fast. It's coming.
Yeah.
I ain't
mad
at that at all.
Definitely been working, man.
Hey, if the work don't get done, it don't get done, you know?
Exactly.
So are you going to shoot a video for every song or just
specific songs on the project?
I'm on the fence about that right now, actually, because I just I made a deal with one of my video guys, so I got roughly about 7 videos to shoot. I just don't know if I want to do like a storyline to the album, or if I just want to shoot a few singles and then just bullshit the rest. But yeah, that's still in the works right now.
I feel you. So what type of videos do you like to shoot?
Honestly, I prefer so lately I've been getting into movie scripts. So like for this joint I did with my boy Frank Shreve's BNF, we did kind of a skit of Menace to Society in that joint. And that came out pretty dope.
Okay. Hey, yeah, you can never miss with a parody. That's one thing, especially if it's
exactly.
A classic.
Yeah.
No, a lot of cats don't know that. A lot of cats, everybody thinks they can reinvent the wheel. Sometimes it's just nah. Sometimes you just gotta just tap the vein of the culture.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
So no, that's dope. You're tapping into some of my tricks. I thought I was the only one that was up on that. So,
yeah, man. I mean, there's a certain point where 30 dudes in one room that video gets boring over and over again. You know what I mean, man? So
right.
trying to tap into my artistic side and try to bring new that nobody's doing in the city right now.
I can dig it. So as an artist, how do you fight writer's block as an artist?
Man, lately, the way that I've been able to fight the writer's block is driving, man. I go for a drive and it's all gone.
Okay.
Yeah, everything comes to mind. I'm just in the car. No matter what's on the freeway, back street, whatever. Yeah, man. As soon as I get writer's block, I get in the car and it all comes to me.
Okay. So out of all your musician friends, what's your favorite artist to just vibe out with in your circle?
I got a few, actually. My boy Pat Anthony has some good music. He just released an album called Jasmine. Definitely go check that out. My boy Frank Street has been working. He's been working pretty hard. And so my boy T-Braze also. He just released an album a couple months ago. I'm on that joint as well. So definitely go check that out.
Okay.
Hell yeah. But you, we got somebody online here, and I think I know who this is. We're gonna pull him on the air with us here real quick.
Okay.
Nope, I know radio show.
Hello,
Cordell.
Yo, what's going on,
what
guys?
What up, Big Pippin?
Yo. Oh man, just chilling, man. I just wanted to call in and say what's up. Shout out to Trini.
What's happening, my brother?
Oh man, just chilling, man. I'm out here in Vegas. Doing just doing some work out here, and a couple of the homies are out here and stuff. So,
there's more video work.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to start calling you International Drake.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I
you
wish I could
Drake
move like
now,
you,
bro.
Fool.
Man, I hang out with you. The only reason I got street cred is because I hang out with you, bro. You already know what that is. You know what I mean?
You're dumb.
Let's keep it real, bro.
He said you dumb.
That's real. That's my get out of jail. I know Cordell Drake. That's all I got to say. That's the homie.
Right.
He the mayor of Spokane.
Drake, yeah.
And what?
Mayor of Spokane.
No, he's going to be the mayor of Spokane. If he ran for mayor, he could win. I promise you. If Cordell ran for mayor in Spokane, he would win. Now, that's all bullshit.
That's facts, bro.
Yeah, that's it. Mayor Cordell. Hey, Trini. Hey, I talked to your boy, the dude that be singing on, so that cat that was singing on the video when I met you?
Yeah, my boy Pat.
Yeah, so he's going to going to be mixing some of Crown Boy's music. Because Crown Boy recorded hell of music before all that happened and everything. So his wife reached out to me, and I'm, like, so busy and everything. And your boy sounds like he knows what he's doing. So I think he's going to take on that. On that, on the mixing aspect of that, which I
definitely
think is dope.
Yeah,
man,
that's super dope, actually. Yeah.
Shout out to your boy.
He got skills, man. He got skills.
Yeah, he said he'd been doing it since he was like 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's finishing up some music that he didn't, that Crown Boy didn't finish up. Is that what it is?
Oh, lots of music. Yeah, lots of music.
Okay. Yeah, just a question, because I haven't heard any updates.
Say what?
No, was there any updates, you know, as to, you know, what happened that day, you know? Like, I mean, I know he got shot. I mean, did anybody get arrested for? Are there any charges brought, you know?
Yeah, they caught the guy, and they knew who he was and everything like that, so... That's as much as I can talk about on it.
Well, family's getting justice, right?
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good,
man.
We'll
see for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Well, I got a lot going on. I, just like usual, I just wanted to call in and shout you guys out and say what's up and everything. So.
Well, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. Yeah, I appreciate you for sure.
Yeah, we always love hearing from the mayor from Spokane, you know.
Oh, come on, guys, stop.
Anytime we can, you can grace us with our presences, man, it's an honor for us, Cordell. Like, seriously, like, we love hearing from you, brother.
Hell yeah.
You know?
You need to come out. You guys need to both plan a trip out here to Spokane so I could get you guys both on the Triple B podcast, which would be dope.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, we got them coming up in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, but if we can get you guys swapped and get you guys on their show, that'd be sick, especially in person. Yeah. You too, Jesse, like for real.
For sure. Sure.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
No, I'm with it.
Let's see if we can play something out, Jesse. That'd be cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, for real. Okay, well, I'm going to let you guys go, man. You guys have a good rest of you guys' podcast, and take it easy.
All right, thank you, Cordell. I always appreciate you calling in, brother.
Yeah, of course. Later, guys.
All right, man. See you. Trini, we got somebody calling in from your area code. We're going to pop in over with them real quick.
Okay.
Hello, you're live. No radio show. Who are we speaking with?
It's Frank, bro. Frank Streets.
Hey, what's up, Frank?
I just want to shout out my nigga Trini, bro. Doing big things, my boy. Happy for you, my dog.
Hell yeah. Appreciate you, brother.
This shit's about to blow, dude. I already know what the fuck you got going on. And, dude, the voice is first grade, my nigga. Voice is first grade. No matter what the fuck happens, dog, it's going to go up. Guaranteed.
Oh, that's facts. We're grinding. I'm grinding. Okay. So I got a whole lot of plays in the works, brother.
Shit, I'm already knowing. I already know how you work, bro.
Yeah, one more hour.
Okay. But yeah, bro, fucking happy for you. I just want to give you a shout out before I have to deal with the madness when I go back to the crib. I'm going to keep listening, though, bro.
All right, brother. Sounds good.
All right. Love you, Brody.
Yeah. Love you, bro.
Hell yeah. Calling in to show some love. Hell yeah.
That's love.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Trini, you wanna talk about truth? It's, you know, about 7 o'clock hour here or whatever. You wanna talk about truth before we throw it on, or you wanna talk about it after?
We can talk about it afterwards.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, all right, so ladies and gentlemen, this is the other song we've got for Artist of the Week, Trini KKM. This is his song called Truth. You know, I listened to both these songs a couple times on the way over to the studio today, and, you know, They're both good songs. The song that we played a little bit ago, Win, on this one right here, is called Truth. You know, I'm pretty excited about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick with us. We'll be right back with Trini KKM, Jesse Lives, and myself, the guy in glasses. And this is Note by Note Radio Show. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
Now they talking about me, give a fuck about the gossip, I'm the truth. Bitch, I'm on my paper, give a fuck about a hater, I'm that dude. Been on my grind and wasting my time, all about a check like a Nike sign. Boy, I keep it 100 like my dollar signs, I'm the truth. Got a couple bitches on the main line, yeah. Few bad bitches on the sideline. Phone blowing up like Baghdad. I don't even answer, I just text back. Shorty keep calling with the bullshit. I don't wanna hear it if it ain't about the blue strips. True shit, I just wanna hit it like a pole stick. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. I be back and forth to the bank, pockets too thick, yeah. COVID-19 flows, bitch, I'm too sick, too sick. Two-door joint with the paint dripping all off, hey, hey. Riding shotgun with a start off, hey, hey. Nah, I ain't a killer, but don't push me, don't mistake me for the pussy, bitch, I had your mama begging on the floor, yeah. All your homies bitchy, they ain't hard, never putting any work, motherfuckers only banging in the dark, dark. Me, I'm a real one, my team a real one, gunshots leave vibrations on the eardrums, gunshots leave vibrations on the eardrums. Ooh, now they talking about me, give a fuck about the gossip, I'm the truth. Bitch, I'm on my paper, give a fuck about a hater, I'm that dude. Been on my grind and wasting my time, better check like a Nike sign. Boy, I keep it 100 like my dollar sign. Like my two.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is your host,
Note
the
by
guy
Note
in
Radio
glasses.
Show.
Wow, 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 wow. With us on the line tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is Trini KKM. Oh, sorry. What's up, Jesse?
Nothing. Trini KKM. That's what's up.
That's what I was getting into. So that was Trini KKM. That's a song called Truth. That's going to be the intro to the EP that you got coming out later on this year, you said?
That's correct. That joint actually releases October 11th at midnight.
Oh, so you haven't even released that yet. So we get special
first.
Privilege. Right, right. No by no radio
record.
Show, baby. That's right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know the right people, you get that inside track. You get the songs a little bit early before the release date.
Yeah.
You can break records. That's what that is. That's called breaking
That's right.
of a record. That's the break it bit of a record.
It's no by no, everybody.
And that's dope. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. Appreciate the you heard it here first.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So
truth. Oh.
Go ahead. I'm stealing your light. You go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna ask him, you know, get into that song there, you know, what talk to us about that song Truth there.
So that song actually that song was mainly inspired by, like, just people telling me that I'm not able to or I can't. So I kind of just broke everything down and just like, nah, I'm the truth. What you mean?
Yeah, why come I can't have nice things? That's what you was hitting them with.
Exactly. Like, y'all don't want me to have nice things. Why? Because you don't have nice things? Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
That's a hater for you, though.
Yeah, if people were honest, like, yeah. Why you got more than me? Like, I mean, that's true. Yeah. Think about it. Could you imagine if people, there was no such thing as lying and you just had to be honest? Could you imagine the shit people would say to you? Could you just imagine? Like, if there was just no concept for lying, it was just everything was just honest. Like, bro, could you imagine just the wild shit people would just randomly walk up and say to you? Like, that would be, I can't even imagine that world. Like,
do you ever watch that movie? Did you ever watch that movie, The Art of Lying? The Invention of
actually,
Lying.
No, actually, I never have. I just always meant to watch, dude. And I never did. Okay. I'm going to have to put that on the list.
That shit's hilarious, man. It really is. Especially in that first scene when he realizes he can lie. And he lies to some lady like, if we don't go have sex right now, the whole world is going to end. She turns around.
Wow.
Do we have time to get to a hotel room?
Wow.
No, she's funny. For real. Should definitely check that out.
So, if you were... No, we don't. We won't go old school. So, what's on your playlist right now?
Right now, I got a little bit of everything. I got some of that Drake Certified Lover Boy. I got that Pat Anthony, Jasmine. I got, let's see here. I got T-Braids, Make 'em Feel It Too. I got some Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke, the late great.
Yeah. I got some, they call him AP on here. He's pretty dope too. He's from the city, actually, as well.
Okay. That's dope. So, what is the 303 scene like right now?
I mean, it's getting there. It's been damaged for for quite a while, but there's people like me out here grinding and kind of repairing that to try to get it to where it needs to be.
What do you feel like is missing?
I definitely feel like there's a lot of hate in the city. There's a lot of jealousy, envy, and there's definitely missing some unity. That's for sure.
Wow, that's crazy. That's dope to hear that from your perspective, because all the times I've been to, especially Denver, that's what I always admired about the Denver artistic community. Like,
yeah.
it just seems like you guys all support each other, you know. That's interesting to hear it from someone that's actually in the scene.
Yeah, definitely. Man, it, when it comes to the music scene, the hip-hop scene, it's a complete different story. But, yeah, there's definitely no helping hand up. From even, like, the pioneers or anything like that. You get a few greats every now and then that want to help, but overall, man, I think we need more unity in the city for sure, especially if we want anything to pop.
I hear you. Well, it's crazy to me how universal that feeling is, because it seems like we all have that in our perspective. On our perspective turf, we all seem to have some version of that going on, which sucks because it doesn't have to be that way. You know, there's really enough money for everybody to get. There really is.
Exactly.
But as they say, people just want to be the man just because.
Exactly.
Which is the weirdest concept ever, because the king usually don't last long. Like, that's the funny thing. I don't know why everybody want to be the king. For real. Even in gangster movies, the king never lasts long. It's never, that guy never makes it to the end of the movie ever. Like, ever. Like,
yeah, the bad guy's never in the sequel.
Right?
I mean, so I feel you. So, do you think you're going to be the guy to change it?
I mean, I don't want to be cocky and say that, so no, definitely not. I'm a humble dude. I think there's definitely much more talented dudes out here, artists. But, yeah, man, I mean, the only thing that needs to happen is just, it's that unity, brother. I don't want to say that I'm going to be the one to do that, but I definitely want to be a part of the movement that helps with that for sure.
I feel you. It is about a movement. I mean, that's some of the best advice I've gotten in the music business. Part of that is understanding that parts of the game have to be a part of the movement.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just hard to get out of your own way, I think, sometimes as an artist, because you get so caught up in what you're trying to accomplish that you lose sight of that.
Yeah.
But it's refreshing to hear it come from someone that, you know, I've just met. So it's like, okay, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy, and I'm not wrong for how I feel myself. So I appreciate that from you.
Yeah, exactly, man, for sure.
Boom. You got anything for us, Jay Boogie?
No, I was looking at the time, man, and I was just wanting to check in with Trini there. You know, I don't know what his schedule is like. You know, had him on for about an hour now, and you know, I didn't know if it was, you know, if he had to jump off, or you know, if you know he wanted to still kick it with us a little bit longer, or what the deal was.
You're good, brother. I got a little bit more time. I'm cooling. Y'all good vibes, y'all good people.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
hell
I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. That's all I'm trying to do, you know.
Yeah.
So what's your biggest goal here for the next, you know, foreseeable future, in the next, you know, year or two? You know, where is it that you know, what do you want to have accomplished by then?
Well, I definitely, man, I just want to take care of my family, honestly, man. I want to be able to do that without having to, you know, just straight bust my ass for it. Because I once heard a wise man say that you're not making money until you're making money not working. So that's the goal, man.
Hell yeah.
Revenue streams are key.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse knows all about that, Mr. Entrepreneur over there.
I'm just doing what I can do with what I got. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. You do it more than me. Hell, man. I just go to my 9-to-5, man.
I got issues with authority, so I know I can't go to nobody's 9-to-5. Right, so.
That's one of my biggest problems too. But I can't make it nowhere else. So I got to be in there turning them wrenches and shit like that. And
right. See, my issue, and I'm not against working. My issue with working is this. I've always had a hard time with somebody that's not working as hard as I am, trying to tell me what the hell to do. Like, bro, nah, bro,
yeah.
I'm dirty, you not. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Go back in the office and collect those dividends, bro. Like, so, you know, that's not gonna work with somebody that thinks they the boss. And I'm telling you, like, all you do is get paid. Like, you don't do nothing. Like, we do the work here. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm above working. It's just my temperament, and that's never gonna go right. It's not gonna happen. Like, it's gonna be disagreement. I'm gonna be the forever unemployment guy. Like, it's like, dang, you get fired. Like, you got a job, but got fired on the same day. Well, yeah, I had to cuss him out. Like,
yeah,
I realized
that I got fired from a job last year for that exact fucking reason, because for the third and final time, I told the boss exactly how I fucking felt about him, you know. And it's like, you know, he's like 6 years younger than me, and he's a fucking GM, and, you know, daddy helped him to get the job. And I just, you know, you've never done my job. You can't do my job, but you're going to sit there and bark at me and tell me how to do my job. No. no, no, boo-boo. Exactly. That's not going to work for me. Because, and I told his boss, I was like, I swear to God, if I didn't know he was such a bitch, I'd have whipped his ass a long time ago. And I meant every word of that shit. I'm pretty sure that's what got me fired.
Hell yeah. Right, yeah. Hey, sometimes you got to speak up for yourself, man.
All right.
I speak my mind very, very fluently. And I, you know, don't care anybody who hears it, who says it. I'll tell you straight up exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Right. And let's be real. Entrepreneurs at this point run the world, bro. If we really understand it, that's who's keeping everything afloat. We just don't give hardworking people their roses like they deserve. But
right.
The best thing I ever decided to do in life was become an entrepreneur. I mean, that's actually when I started being happy with my damn life, to be real. If you really think about it, that's when I was like, oh, okay, I can. Because you realize that you can do stuff. You're just not another number. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like that's – I would hate to work my whole life and retire at 60, 70-something and get a freaking pen. Like, bro, I read it. But come on, man. Like, and that's how they did our grandparents. Yeah, but literally, that's how they did our grandparents.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, here's a gold-plated pen. What the fuck am I going to do with this?
Here's a gold-plated pen and a permanent limp for you. You know what I mean?
Appreciate all your years of service. Yeah. On to the younger guy that's taking your place now, and we're going to wrap him up for 40, 50 years.
Right. Thank you for putting my kids through Harvard like that. You know what I mean? Nah, not on duty. Not on duty.
Appreciate your back.
Yeah. Well, I feel you. So, speaking of the entrepreneurial side of the game, what other things do you have your fingers into as an entrepreneur?
So as of right now, man, just the music, and then, like I said, I'm dipping into the acting. But also, I'm trying to dip my hands into a clothing line as well. So we might be seeing something come about within the next 12 months or so.
Okay.
And see, that was going to be one of my questions, if you had any merch or anything like that, you know, that people could go pick up, you know, help show some love.
Yeah, for sure. Not currently, no. Yeah, I kind of had an issue with the distribution, but we'll get back on track.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. There's a stage for that, you know. There's a time and place for it. Me and Jesse had a conversation for this a while back, and that's, you know, one of his things he likes doing is showing people, you know, let's do this, you know, at this level, and then, you know, later on we'll do this when we're at this level and stuff like that, you know. So, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Nothing wrong at all.
Now, I look forward to it, man, because, you know, I try to support all my artists that I have on the show. So, you know, when that stuff drops, you know, here's my take my money. Give me a hat and a shirt.
Right.
I'll support that shit proudly.
And if you do need any help with your merchandising,
man, I appreciate that.
If you do need any help with your merchandising and your distribution, holler at your boy offline, because that is one of my entrepreneurial endeavors.
Yep. See, there you go. Look, that's a match made in heaven right there.
Exactly. Networking, man. Networking.
Yep. And see, you two hook up. Yep.
Right.
Make things happen, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
If only people understood the true meaning of that word. I could do a whole TED talk on that alone. I could literally talk for an hour on what networking is and what the hell you assholes think it is and how terribly wrong you are. But that's a whole other thing.
Man, I'll definitely tap in with you offline for sure.
We'll see
what we could do.
Yeah, just offering out if you need help. I got you. I mean,
word.
And we are all friends now, right?
I hope so. I'm trying to make friends. It's hard to make friends as a big kid. Like, it was easier when you were little because you could say, hi, my name is. Now it's
right.
Nah, you don't even remember those days. You can just walk up and just say, hey, my name is what's your name? Cool. We got class together. Cool. All right. Cool.
Yeah, you my homie now.
Yeah, see you at lunch. That was it. It ain't like that no more. Now you gotta get references. You know what I mean? All kinds
right.
of stuff.
Yeah.
You got to watch body language. Like, this is a chore, man. Like,
calling people up. So is this person a really good friend or,
you know,
what's do background checks and shit, you know?
you really got to do that shit. It's crazy, but you do, because you'll be surprised how many people have agendas. And that's the world we live in now. Everybody has their own. It's rare that you meet a person that doesn't want nothing from you. It's just very rare.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you need an application for friendship now, you know what I'm saying? Here, fill this
I'm
out. We'll call you in
credit checks and everything.
Yeah. We'll fill this out. We'll call you in 3 to 5 business days, you know. There's always snakes in the grass, you know.
And a lot of times it don't even be that. A lot of people don't even know how to be snakes. They just like. It's like you have to realize, well, this is for me, right? And, you know, this is just my opinion, but, you know, who the hell am I? But sometimes people just don't have character, you know? I mean, and you can't tell people that, you know? Like, because, okay, like this. How many dudes have you ever met in your life that would just say, bro, I'm grimy. Like, if I get the chance, I'm going to rob you. Like, you'll never meet people like that. Right, bro. It's not that I even got beef with you. Just, bro, I'm just grimy, bro. I'm just grimy like that. Or how many females have you ever met to say, you know what? I'm a hoe. I like being a hoe. It's fun. Like, nah, you ain't never gonna meet nobody like that. That's rare. Right. And truthfully, I only have one friend in my whole life that I've ever known that would just straight up say, bro, nah, I just don't care. Like, I just do what I do. Like, this is just me. So if you hang out with me, you know what it is, like, right? And I've always respected him, right? That's one of my OGs. He just straight up said, bro, I don't care, bro. Like, if you hang out with me, just know one day we might have fun. Next day, you might be in a bank robbery. I'm just saying. So if you hang out with me, I'm going to tell you straight up. Hey, that's how he told me. Like, it might be one day we might go to the club. The next day, we might be on a high-speed chase. So just understand, that's what comes with hanging out with me.
Yeah.
Man, that's the realest I've ever heard. But I've never met nobody else in life like that, ever. I can't even make that up. That actually happened. That conversation really happened. And I was just like, oh, yeah. And I even go lie. I pulled a straight tray from Boys in the Hood. Take me home, please. I heard prison sucks and bullets burn, so I'm good.
What's crazy, though, is those are the most genuine people, though, bro.
True. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
That's insane.
And I mean, he's still my big homie to this day, but it's like, it really puts it in perspective for you. Like, okay, if you hang out with me, this is the direction your life's going in. But
yeah,
you know what I mean? But how many people would you get that from where you know what their intentions are, you know how they truly, even when they upset with you, you know what I mean? Like, and that's another thing. Like, one of the biggest lessons I learned is like my enemies are ironically more genuine to me than my friends sometimes, because at least with an enemy, you know exactly what you're dealing with. They tell you up front who they are. You don't even have to guess what it is when you see them. Like, and I've come to respect that more than questioning, you know, the loyalty of a relationship that I think I have with a friend, because you never really know.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
You know, it's everything's opposite day, man. It's just weird, man. Like. Now I understand what the elders used to say is like, bro, life is hard. Yeah, it's mentally hard. It's not like, it's all this extra crap that you got to try to figure out and you got to guess and assume. So, enough of this. Back to Trini KKM. Let's ask you some cool questions, bro. Have you ever had the privilege of crowd surfing at a show?
I have not. Not yet, man.
But you're looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay, what about a mosh pit?
I've been to one. I have not performed at one.
Ah, you got to put that on the list.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm just going to tell you, bro. I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to say put that on the list of things to do. That's the illest shit ever. I'm just gonna say it. I don't want to ruin the movie for you, but especially when you know you started it. It's the illest shit ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're I get and I hope I'm cool with you when it happens, because I want you to come back and be like, Jesse Lives, you told me so. Because you're going to have like this what the fuck just happened moment. Like, what did I just do? okay, this is me. Like, I'm controlling people now. Like, it's some of these, like, that's what I love to tell people about that are at certain stages in their career, because there's so many cool things to experience that you wouldn't even think would matter to you, but they'll have like profound effect on you as an artist, because it's confirmation like a motherfucker when the crowd just goes nuts. Like, if you didn't believe it was working, you definitely know it's working now. okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Who do you think is after yourself, right? Who's next in your?
You kind of cut out a little bit.
I said after yourself, who's next up in your music scene?
Man, I hope everybody is, honestly, brother. I hope we just start popping out just the way Chicago blew up. That's my hope for the city.
Okay.
That's a good question. That's a really good question, Jesse.
I mean, when you think about it, because somebody's always next. You best believe. Somebody's next. Always.
Oh yeah.
And Mr. KKM is really good with the very diplomatic answer. So I'm bad at it. You got anything, Jay Boogie? Anything you want to add to the 1-2?
I was, trying to go over shit in my head. I'm drawing a blank right at the moment here.
You know what, man? I actually sent that joint to you. If y'all want to actually run that, I think I sent.
Okay, hold on. We can check that out. Let me pop open the laptop real quick.
Yeah, play that joint one time. Let that man get his shameless self promotion popping.
I don't know what I just did here. Yeah. That's not good. Stop. Okay.
But it's really good talking to you, bro. It's really good meeting other artists from other parts of the country, man. It's good to hear that everybody's,
most definitely.
You know, fighting the same fight, man. Because I deal with a lot of the things you deal with. And, sometimes you can think you're crazy. Because I know there's days where I'll be like, man, am I nuts? Like, the fuck am I doing this to myself for?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Where are y'all based out of?
So I'm in the Bay Area. So I'm in San Jose, California right now.
Okay, I was just in San Fran last week.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So
yeah, and I am in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, word. Okay.
So right, yeah, I'm a little bit all over the place with my my little situation right now just kind of has me. But I grew up in San Jose. I grew up in the Bay Area. So.
Yeah.
So that's why Cordell tried to be like, I'm trying to be like you. I'm trying to do what you do. I'm like, bro, yeah, but this job kind of sucks sometimes. Like, you don't know. Like, trust me. Yeah, it's cool to have work, but some days I just want to go home and go to bed. Like, I ain't even going to lie.
Yeah.
That's what I tell a lot of cats. Like, really, like, the more successful you become, it's kind of crazy because actually you start working more hours. It's not like what we think. So, I mean, I wouldn't change it for nothing, but I wish I really knew what kind of job I was really getting into.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm working on it, guys. I apologize here.
I got my
laptop.
You're good.
So what did you have popping in the city? In San Francisco, my bad. I'm thinking Bay Area terms, my bad. What do you have popping in San Francisco? Sorry about that.
Oh no, you're good, brother. Just cooling, man. Me and my girl went out and we went out to Concord and just chilled out in San Francisco for I think it was like 4 days. We just chilled. It was a little getaway.
Okay. Dope. Oh, good. Then you ran into some good weather too, then.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was like 80s the whole time, so it wasn't too crazy and it wasn't cold. So.
Right. Yeah, and San Francisco gets cold at times. It's Because, you know, you're right there by that water.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we went out to, what is that, Stinton Beach over there?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, check that out. That was pretty dope.
You didn't go in the water, though, right?
Yeah, man, that shit was freezing.
Oh, I would have told you, don't go in the water. Whatever you do, don't go out there. Yeah, well, that's one thing about San Francisco. That's one place that you just want to go see the sights. That's it. That's as far as it goes. Like,
yeah.
Just see the pretty places. Like, everything else, nah. Don't go in the beach. Nah, just. That's what I tell all the homies.
It's like every time I go to Cali, the ocean is cold as hell, man. Because I went to L.A. in February, and the ocean was fucking freezing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you're not a surfer or something like that, yeah, stay your ass out the water. Like, I try to tell that to everybody. Like, nah, you ever notice anybody from California, you never see us like, hey, I'm at the beach. No, there's a reason why. Like, but I feel you. Let's go.
Okay.
And you know, you should really think about you know, fucking around out here. I mean, because your sound, it will really work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most
definitely.
I love Cali, actually. So, I've recorded a few times over in L.A., but I think I'm gonna definitely start going out there a little bit more often to get some work done.
Yeah, there's, I mean, for what you're doing and the sound you're making, there's lanes for you here, for sure.
Ha-ha. Figured it out.
And anybody will
go.
Tell you different with just, they're just on some hater shit because, you know, it's a lot of cats that are scared of competition out here. So, but your sound will really, really, really make a lot of noise, especially like in the L.A. area, it would make a lot of noise. But go ahead.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got it uploaded here. Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna get into that next song. What's that thing called again?
I'm sorry.
That's called
Sorry, Austin. I somehow had entered full screen and I couldn't figure out how to get out of it. So I got it now though. Okay. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I had some technical difficulties looking at the computer screen here and you know, I'm retarded, so I'm very computer illiterate. But anyways,
hey, retarded,
I got this...
a nice word.
Okay.
Do not call yourself mean.
I am. I'm silly at sometimes. But anyways, I've got it. I've got it loaded up here. So this is Trini KKM. This is a song BNF, and this is featuring a song.
BMF.
BMF.
BMF. It's for back and forth.
Back and forth.
BMF.
Okay,
you were right. See, you was right. I was wrong. Let me shut up.
Featuring Frank Streets, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, debut on Note by Note Radio Show. We're gonna play this. We're gonna be right back. Stick with us. All right, here we go.
Fucking with a thugger like me, I'll get you R.I.P. I'm the same OG from the streets. Ready for beef, just let me know what it's gonna be. Or what it is, I could do this all day, every day. Chop a spray, homicide to your click. Dick coming hard at you, bitch. No tiger, but bitch, I'm the shit. Hold my fear, gonna grab my stick. Hold them tears, dog, make it off my dick. One hand still while she lick my tip. She gon' make it bust like a long road trip. Ayy, bustin' the safe. Multiple hundreds in front of my face. Glizzy on my hip, ain't nobody safe. Never hit a lick of faith. Death for no case. Jam packed with the gang. All we do is try to maintain. No fuck boys in my campaign. We winning, we busting the champagne. You say you with it, but you ain't. How you so scared of a fade? You afraid? Quick to bust my niggas, handle the weight. While your homie taking food off your plate.
Hey, all of your homies ain't gang. All of your brodies been playing. We ain't the same. Why are you trying to portray something you ain't? Bitch gonna stay in your lane.
You niggas don't know about real pain.
Need a hairstylist? Well, come here and run me the face.
Split your wig and separate ways.
19 years straight, I'm good with the gang. Ain't even after the fame, my animals can't be contained. Recluse from the street, there they bust out the cage.
Go get your bitch, she been calling my name. Blowing my phone, she been calling all day.
We not the same, we trying to get paid. She popping the pussy, she wanna get slayed. Shorty skips the ball play, she say dig me down the hard way.
She just wanna pop it for a real one, shorty wanna feel some. Had a bent over on the counter, I'ma drill some. Make that bitch bounce in the crib. Real long strokes, make a bounce on her dick. She feel the type of way, getting loud with the kid. I'm just trying to get paid, spend a pound on a whip. Blue face on my waist like I'm down with the crib. But I ain't even banging, I ain't waving no flag. I can still get you murk for a motherfucking bag. Have your whole squad tag locked full of body bags.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, Steve Dying Glasses.
Note by Note Radio Show. And I'm the other guy, Jesse.
Yep, Jesse Lives, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from his studio out in California.
Sunny California, that was, yes, sir.
That was Trini KKM, as Back and Forth, featuring Frank Streets. That's man, that was dope, man. That was even in the headphones, like you could hear that shit like just thumping.
Yeah,
that shit was good, man. I like that.
So what's the dopest show you've ever been to?
The dopest show that I ever been to,
like as a fan. What's the dopest performance you've ever seen as a fan?
Man, I'd probably have to say, shit, man. I went to, I forget what show it was, but it was a Snoop and Wiz show in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And, man, that shit was, it was on point. Snoop, both Snoop and Wiz definitely know how to put on a show. No doubt.
Fire.
Hell yeah. I'd love to go fucking see Snoop Dogg. I would fucking kill to go see a Snoop show, for real. Or
well,
Dre show.
You'll get a contact high. Definitely. You will get a contact high, for real.
Yeah, that's no doubt.
Yeah,
definitely
so,
going to get a contact high.
Yeah, even if you don't smoke, you smoke that day. You definitely do.
Exactly.
Because, you know, that's an unwritten rule, Jay Boogie. Especially if Snoop hands you the blunt, you got, hey, you don't tell Uncle Snoop no. No.
Shit. If yeah. Only shit. I probably couldn't stand to be in the same circle with him, man. I'd probably go fucking pass fuck out. Probably.
Smokes. Yeah, exactly. And I guess you haven't seen the videos of the last guy that passed out, huh? You don't want to do that.
Yeah, no.
Like, yeah, they'll make you famous if you pass out while smoking. That's the one thing you don't. Rule number one, I'm going to tell you, if you ever get to be in the studio with Snoop and his crew and record, that's rule number one. Do not pass out. They're not going to draw dicks on your face or nothing stupid like that, but they're going to make it a point that this fool had Ricky lungs. He could. Like, they are gonna let the world know.
I remember listening to Cat Williams talking about being in a circle with Snoop that first time, and he's talking about like he saw him roll a blunt, light it, pass it, and everything like that. And then all of a sudden, he realizes there's four people in the circle and six blunts in rotation, and he is high or higher than he's ever been in his entire fucking life.
Yeah. You know, actually, you know who I seen do that too? Who smoked like that? The late, great, legendary Jacka. You ever heard of the Jacka from the Mob Figures?
No.
Well, you never heard of Jacka? Oh, tap into Jacka. Jacka from the Mob Figures. He's a legend. Like, you may just trust me. But I was in the studio with him one time, and this is the illest thing I've ever seen somebody have. Like, he had a dude whose job was just to roll blunts. That's it. He had another dude whose job was just to crumble. Like, so if you ever been to, like, you know, where you can just rent out suites and studios, there's always a counter somewhere. Just imagine you walking into the studio and there's just a line of Kush, just a long broken down line. And there's another dude that's just going through and he's rolling blunts. And as he's rolling blunts, the other dude is just breaking down weed. Right? Now, mind you, this is when I'm first getting into the game. Like, I don't even smoke. I'm not a smoker. So I'm the only person in here sober just watching this thing, this fiasco happen. And I've never seen anywhere where if there was 10 guys in the room, there was 10 blunts in rotation. And I was just like, how do you smoke like this? And then when you see, like, accomplished weed smokers, like, no, I'm cool. No, stop, please, don't, no. Like, that's the only other person I ever seen smoke on the level of Snoop was that. Like, and I've never seen, and every time I tell that story, everybody that was there was like, no, that didn't happen. I was like, I watched you guys literally smoke yourself to sleep. So, you can't tell me it didn't happen because I was the only sober person. It was like me and the engineer looking at each other like, hey, how you doing? Like, we just got to wait for everybody to wake up. Like, that's how that
went. Y'all, we're paying for the studio time. Y'all wake up. We got shit to do.
Nah, but the Jack was cool. Like, that was, I hate that he passed away. That's one of our shining lights that passed away because he was so, and I think I always remember that night because I was a nobody at the time. I was actually tagging along with another artist who was hot at the time who let me tag along with him. And he treated me like I had a platinum record. You know, he was like, oh, you don't smoke? What you want? What do? You drink? You da-da-da-da. And he sent somebody to the store to get me a bottle. Like, just feel welcome. You hungry? You want some food? Like, and I was literally nobody. I had some freestyles out. That was it. Like, everybody else was treating me like, who the fuck is this? And he was the main guy in the building is like, yeah, you're important. This is what he told me. He said, and this is the first time I ever heard somebody say this, you're here, so you must be somebody. Oh, word? Wow, thanks. Like, treat him like you would treat me. Like, you don't get that from many artists. Like, and so that was night and day. So imagine the main guy that everybody was there to be with was the only one showing me love like that. Everybody else was looking at me like food. The game was weird like that. Like, it's funny to think about it now, because, I mean, because I've come so far, but back then, like, I didn't realize how much love I was being given, you know, and how much of a good person that man was outside of him as an artist.
That's really cool to hear that, you know, I mean, even, you know, people who can, you know, have any form of success and still reach down to the, you know, people up and coming and, you know,
yeah,
treat them like, you know.
Where he was, he shouldn't have had two words to say to me.
Right.
You know, like he was a legend. He was one of those guys that was a living legend. And he, like, literally, if he wouldn't have said nothing to me the whole night, I would have understood because I wasn't even in a position. I just felt lucky to actually be at the studio at that time. Like, so, but yeah, it's weird. But then I've had guys that, like, talk to me like I was 3 years old. Like, okay, bro, you realize I just literally wrote the fucking first 8 bars of your hit song, right? Like, and you're talking to me like shit. But okay, like, I've had that. Like, bro, you won a Grammy.
I was always told, be humble, man.
Right, but people lose sight of that. Like, I've literally wrote shit like, bro, you were Grammy nominated, and you didn't even write 90% of the verse, and you're talking to me like I wasn't the guy who wrote 90% of that verse. Okay, fuck. Okay,
yeah.
I guess you're welcome, I guess. Fuck me very much. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy, man. Because, I've had conversations with superstars, man, legends, and they're as humble as could be, man. But then you get the dude who thought that shine locally, and he thinks he's Hollywood.
Right.
It's insane.
And that local shine is dangerous. It's one of the most dangerous shines to have because it gives you a real false sense of who you are in the scheme of things. You know? But I think that's the local-minded way. It's just something with local, being locally famous. It's I don't know what it is, but it's like a sickness. Like that's not what you want to happen to you first.
Right.
You
that's the mindset that never lets you out of being local.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. But try to explain that to somebody, and that'll be, you'll have a whole new enemy doing diss songs. like for real, yeah. Like most of the people that I do not get along with anybody in the music business, but I'll say most of the cats that feel like that they have an issue with me literally stems from that. Like, bro, you know, in real life, you're really not that hot, right? Like, no offense. But, I mean, trust me, I know people in other parts of the country that if I brought your name up, they would say, who? What? Who? And that's the catch. I mean, and so I think that's what helped me so much, like with my mentors, is I understood that. It's not about, so here, I'll give you this gem. This is some of the best advice I've gotten. It's not about the cat in Denver hearing you. You're not making music for Denver. You're making music for me in California. It's about me hearing you. Yep. And that's how you got to look at it. Who cares where you at locally? You got to make the cat for the guy. You got to make music for the dude that you might not never meet. That's the guy that's going to make you famous.
That's true.
And so that's how
that's
I structured my facts. And so that's what changed my whole direction and how I went about attacking. Like I tell people all the time, I just live here. Like I don't do much here. I just live in California. I work everywhere else. I work nationally. I live in California. Like in my neighborhood, when I go to the grocery store, most people don't give a fuck who I am. And I'm cool with that. like I'm really cool with that. Like, but certain other parts of the countries, I can't do that, you know, and I'm cool with that too. But that's just how I choose to run my business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 12 minutes left here into the show. I want to thank Trini, KKM, for coming on the air with us tonight. I from the bottom of my heart, man, thank you so much. I know, especially in this industry, that time is money. And you just taking time out of your busy day, your schedule and everything to talk with us for hell, you know, hour and 45 minutes almost, man. I that really means a lot, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate y'all, too. Like I said before, y'all are good company. Y'all sound like good people. I'm definitely going to tap in with y'all. So hopefully we'll get some work done here in the near future.
Right. Before we let you go, once again, shout out. Let people know what they need to be looking for. What's next? What do they need to be tapping into?
For sure. Yeah.
Most definitely. So like I mentioned earlier, I got a single drop in October 11th, midnight. That's also coming with a music video as well. And then I got an EP drop in. The date is to be determined, but it's definitely going to be before the end of the year. And then I got an album coming early 2022 as well. So I'm definitely working, definitely grinding. I'm here. I ain't going anywhere for a while. And yeah, man.
Where can they find you?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are them socials? Where they can find you at?
So they can find me Instagram at TriniKKM, Twitter at TriniKKM, and then Facebook, Trini Vallejos.
Hell
one more
yeah,
time,
man.
One more
awesome.
Time for the people who got ADD. One more time for them.
Facebook, Trini Vallejos, Instagram, and Twitter at Trini KKM. Music's on all platforms, anywhere from Spotify to Apple Music to Amazon Music. We're on go, bro. We're on go.
That's what's up. And
hell
my
yeah,
phone,
man.
If you go listen to anything from this man, go listen to that song "Win." Even though he says it's not his favorite song, that hook is infectious.
That's a bad song, man. For real, like yeah. I can't believe you say that is your least favorite because that shit is bumping for real.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Definitely go check out the video. There's a video on YouTube as well. To win. But yeah, man, definitely go check that out and. I got more coming soon.
Absolutely, man. Well, please, please, please keep us in the loop. You know, when you got something, you know, feel free to reach out and stuff like that. You know, we'd love to have you back on at a later date. You know, when you get some more stuff, you know, going on, you know, we just, you know, We want to keep up with the career, man, for real.
Right.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
We'll play it. You know what I'm saying? You send it, we'll play it.
Most definitely. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hell yeah, man. Well, again, I just want to say, you know, thank you, Trini, you know, on behalf of Note by Note Radio Show and Wicked Curiosity Media. Appreciate you coming on the air with us tonight and talking for as long as you did. Got a real insight to, you know, who you are and you know, where you're going in your career. So going to continue to look forward to hearing things from you, man.
Oh, yeah. Likewise, my brother. Likewise.
Hell yeah, man. We'll definitely keep in touch, brother. You stay safe out there. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You as well, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Well. Appreciate you, Trent.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. It's another successful interview. Another notch in our belt there.
Yeah, you know. We can puff our chest out a little bit.
A little bit.
More bass.
I'll let you take care of the bass.
A little bit. You know. I could say a little bit more than I could before. Like, you know.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for being a part of, you know, the show tonight. If you called in and showed some love, that was really cool. We had Mr. Quiet, Trini's cousin, right? Had him on.
Shout out.
Another guy called in showing some love. So, yeah, definitely appreciate that. And really, honestly, you know, and I say that and I say this, and I don't want anybody to think lightly of it. Like, you know, it really is hard to, you know, get a hold of a musician, of an artist, and get them, you know, because schedules change, shit happens, you know, on the fly, and, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So to be able to, you know, have that time to, you know, sit down with him, you know, is, you know, hour and 45 minutes or something, you know, almost there, you know, just straight talking with him. It's, you know, it's always a pleasure to hear that story, you know, hear the stories and everything. So, you know, again, you know, thank you so much to Trini for being a part of the show. And I'm looking forward to this, man. I think, you know, I think things are, you know, running along for us. You know, we getting things on the right track, you know, and, you know, I think things are moving up. Let me check the schedule here, if I can figure out how to work my phone. Let's see. Where's that message from Cordell? Let's see who we got here. You know, I started this. I probably could have looked up my pictures faster than I could have done this. Let's see. What's today's 8th? All right. So next week, next week on the 15th, Roulette Delgado is going to be the artist of the week.
Yeah, Roulette Delgado out of Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And after that, we got Jay Sizzle. That's October 27th. October 29th, Indo Slim. Let's see. November 5th, Stake of Havoc. November 12th, Big Honcho. November 9th, Ty Law. November 26th, the BBB podcast members, which is one that I'm really super excited about. Those are another guys. They're artists, and they have their own podcast by the Sosa. Cordell had spoke of them when they called in. You know, get out there and be on their show. We definitely need to set something up where we can meet up and get out there and be on their show, man. That'd be super awesome.
We will as soon as they get this COVID thing figured out. Because I'm telling you right now, I ain't going nowhere until. Until I don't. So you can be mad at me. Like, shoot, I'm not going nowhere to see nobody until somebody make a decision on is it the end of the world or do we got a cure? Which one is it? Let me know. Somebody help me out. Like, that's, I just, hey, I'm not against the vaccine. I just want the one that works. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, hopefully sometime, you know, midsummer, you know, we've got clarification on what the fuck is going on and, you know, restrictions are laid back and
right.
We can get you out of the house
right now.
And
yeah, right now, if I would be on tour right now, people, right now, 30 cities right now, if we could figure out what we're gonna do with the boogeyman, like, come on, help a starving artist out, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to eat again.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I just want to say thank you for your time tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, real quick, before we hang up here, we have a special guest in the studio. He's one of my favorite people in the entire world. And this is Mr. Liam. Liam just wants to come on and he wants to say hi. He wants to say hi to Jesse and stuff real quick. So go ahead. Tell Jesse, well, he can't see you. You got to lean forward more. He's saying, see, now he
can
see you.
Hello.
How you doing? How you been?
That one's unplugged. So you got to come over here and talk with me.
Okay.
So tell everybody hello. Tell everybody have a great weekend and be safe out there.
Have a great weekend. Be safe. Drive safe.
Yeah.
And, Please don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. All right. Fuck. Jesse, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for your time, you know, with Note by Note with us tonight, man. I always appreciate it, man.
Anytime, man.
You know,
anytime.
I know you're riding this with me and everything like that, and it really means a lot to have somebody you know, all the way across the nation supporting this and being a part of this and giving up, you know, time on their, you know, Fridays to you know, spread some love and spread some music throughout people. So, you know, thank you
thankful
so much,
for the
man.
Opportunity, man. Thank you for
absolutely.
The opportunity.
You wanna say your goodbye here before we let go?
Hey, be good to each other. You know, be productive. The bars before the bullshit, people. Please.
There you go.
You can only see my face right now.
and have a good fall break.
And a good fall break from Mr. Liam. Yep. Fall break's coming up for next week for everybody. So
Liam dropping bars.
Definitely. Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there. Have fun. You know, don't do anything stupid and crazy. We want everybody to be here. We've got, let's see, there's no other shows on WCM for the next week. Our show, Note by Note, will be on next Friday, but there aren't any other ones coming up. So just look out for when they're coming back. We got most of the family is going to be gone on a little vacation. So we give them time to do their thing and everything like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, please, as always, keep your hearts open and your radios up. Take care now. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Careful traveling.